Jack Kelly is with Greenstone Farm Credit Services. He's the Executive Vice President of Customer Delivery. You got to deliver for those customers, don't you?
All 22,000 of them.
Thanks so much. Tell us a little bit about your job and what your number one goal is at Greenstone.
My number one goal is to make certain that those 22,000 customers are served very well. So out of our 37 offices, we serve customers mostly in the state of Michigan, but 11 counties in Northeast Wisconsin. We provide lending services, financial services, tax services, and those kinds of things, just to make certain that they are able to manage their business as effectively as they want to.
Give us some perspective on the farming business now as opposed to 5 years ago and perhaps 10 years ago.
Well, like any industry, agriculture has changed over time, and it's changing more rapidly today than it has been in my 25 years with the business. The interesting thing over the last 5 or 6 years, frankly, is that the number of farms in the state of Michigan is actually increasing, which has reversed the trend over the last 30 years before that. And that's a good sign.
Why is that?
Well, it's really because of a number of things. Most importantly, I think there's a move to improve quality of life, move out to the country, and start small farms and be any farmers, quite frankly. I mean, that's where most of the new numbers are coming from.
And the next generation of farmers, new farmers, young farmers, people who have had their own operations in Macon, Salsa, and just want to take it to the next level.
Sure, absolutely. The important thing for us and for the industry in the state of Michigan is that, like any industry, it revolves over time. And it revolves over time, particularly because small farmers, beginning farmers, find something they like to do, and they become significant in the marketplace.
The agricultural industry has seen significant growth and advancements. How's Greenstone adapted to meet the needs for the people in this industry?
We've done a couple things. First off, we have, over time, specialized our staff so that we have a group of staff members, as an example, that specialize in small, what we call agri-consumer farmers. And what that does for us is it makes certain that we don't lose that focus. And then we have specialists that provide other services because, like farming, lending is becoming much more complex, and we can't have individuals that know all of the things that they need to know. So we have specialists. We have a team of people that serve the different needs of the industry today.
All right. I want to get started in farming. What do I need to do?
Well, I think you need to, first off, you need to come and talk to us. You know, capital is the biggest hurdle in starting any business, frankly, whether you're opening up a shoe store or whether you're in agriculture. Agriculture is even much more capital intensive than any other business. It's based on land, it's based on building, it's based on equipment. So the first thing that you need to do is figure out how you're going to capitalize that business. That is after you figure out what the heck you're going to do in the first place. I mean, you need to have a business plan, and you mentioned it with Wayne that this is a business, and it doesn't matter whether it's small or big. You need to have a plan.
What role do emerging farmers play in the bigger agricultural picture?
To me, the most important role, they play lots of roles, but the most important role is that's typically the testing bed for new things. Like in any industry, you need some people that can take small risks to prove out things that eventually turn out to be very successful entrants in the marketplace. The second thing is that, you know, 55% of our loans are written to small farmers and beginning farmers. So it's important to understand the impact that they have on local communities. Because there's by number, a whole lot more small farmers than there are big farmers.
We're talking with Jack Kelly. He's been with Greenstone Farm Credit Services for more than 25 years. He is the Executive Vice President of Customer Delivery. It seems like the theme for our day, especially from the perspective of folks who don't know how important farming is not only is it a business, but for Michigan's economy, it's huge.
It is huge, and we, as an example, we have invested through our lending programs $6 billion in the state of Michigan and those 11 counties in Wisconsin. And yet most people don't know that it's that big of a business. That business is then turned over as they invest that money, and they invest it in their local communities, and they pay taxes like everybody else, and they buy things in the marketplace.
How do you think people in the business feel about that? Do farmers feel perhaps underappreciated?
You know, I don't think they feel. I don't think farmers feel underappreciated. I think they are an independent lot, always have been, at least in my 25 years. They have a great deal of pride in what they do, and they stay focused on that. I don't think they get too outwardly focused about what people think of them. Frankly, I think that'd help a little bit if they got their opinions together and spoke more clearly with one voice, and that's some things that Greenstone and Farm Bureau, frankly, are collaborating on to try to send a very much more clear message to the general marketplace as to the impact that agriculture has on the state of Michigan.
And for 2012, what will your focus be?
Our focus for 2012 is to help agriculture deal with its success. As Wayne mentioned earlier, agriculture has been the shining star in the state of Michigan, and frankly, nationally, with the economy. And sometimes success makes it difficult because land gets more expensive. The competitive environment in the local marketplace gets more competitive, and we're just here to help them do that.
And as we go through Ag Day today, what will the most important thing, topic of the day be? What do you want to accomplish today?
The most important topic from Greenstone's perspective is to make certain that we continue to raise the level of awareness in Lansing that the impact agriculture has on not only local economies, but the economy in the state of Michigan.
What can legislators do to help the farmer?
The biggest thing is just stay aware of what farming is, what their needs are, what their issues are, because issues in rural Michigan and with agriculture are very different than they are with a lot of other industries. So contact your, whether it's through Farm Bureau or Greenstone or driving down the road. Just stay in touch.
All right. Jack Kelly, we appreciate you. We've been talking with Jack Kelly. He is with Greenstone Farm Credit Services. He's the Executive Vice President of Customer Delivery. You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS.